Right, okay. Hi guys, welcome to this week's What If. We hope you're all well and you've had a good week. How are you, Gaz?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. How are you?
We just spoke for an hour and got it all out of our system, so we're top of the world now. I'm sweating my tits off in this back room, and it's dark. When we started this podcast that we have only just started recording, it was light outside, and the bunnies I should have put in are now in the pitch black in the dark, probably digging their Shawshanking their way into next door. So I'll sort them out later.
It's good to have a rant sometimes, though, isn't it? I remember watching a Carl Pilkington once where he was just saying, I like a good moan. It's good, good moan. Every now and then, just let it out and then just go, cool, I've given that to someone else now.
Yeah, you've got, it's a purge. It's the purge.
Yeah, that's what my clients used to do to me when I was a PT, mate. I think we spoke about it before. Like, honestly, 75% of the clients I had when I was working for Virgin and Nuffield, 75% of them didn't give a shit about losing weight or getting fit. It was, my husband's an arsehole and I want someone to talk to about it. And so they would sound off, and some of it was horrible, like heartbreaking stuff. Like, people have obviously had, you know, real difficult lives, so things going on. And because I'm like you, like, we're, you know, empathetic people, you would take it home with you.
Oh,
and
they,
but you'd end the session and they'd go, oh, thank you so much, I feel so much better. And I'd literally be like, I feel like shit. I feel like absolute shit.
Yeah, because they've dumped it on you.
Glad it helped. I'm glad it helped you.
Jumped it on you, wouldn't they? Yeah. Well, at least you've got problems like this, mate.
CBD, buy it. SupremeCBD.uk, WTAF, and you get 40% off everything. Bosh.
Code. Missed that word. Put that one in. Apparently...
One at the end.
Go on, we'll do a bit... This is going well. The University of California, Los Angeles, William Institute School of Law published a study this month alleging that gay people, LGBTQ people, face greater risk of anthropogenic climate change. So if you're gay, you're more subjective to climate change.
Is that because you're more likely to sunbathe with your arse out?
That is actually quite close to what actually I think they're saying. So these are their reasons for it. Policymakers and service providers must ensure that disaster relief is accessible and administrated without discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. Why would you say no gays in the ark, basically, isn't it? Yeah. If there's a tsunami, we ain't having no gays on the ark, especially no LGBTQ. What ones are you? You're not getting on the ark. Why would you care?
Well, can I counteract that? If the story is true, which I'm not sure it is, I'm not sure the Bible is factually correct 100%. But if I've got an ark and I've got to have one of each sex of the animal to carry on then the line,
that's it.
So to save the species, I probably wouldn't want a gay one because that's not my work, is it?
Well, you tell them that.
What if you've got a female panda and then a gay panda? Right, if you two could breed to keep panda species alive after the flood... I don't want it.
Oh, it's got a winky.
Not into that one.
Yeah.
It's not going to work, is it?
No. And that one's got vaginas are smelly. That kind of thing. Is that what you're thinking? I'm sure that's in the Bible somewhere.
Almost certainly. It's got a lot of words in it, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no pictures. Given the LGBT populations are more likely to live in areas with poor infrastructure, worse built environments, and fewer resources to respond to climate change. So are you saying...
Are you saying
gay people are more likely to be poor?
But that's actually completely the opposite. That's nonsense.
Yes. Yes, it is.
They are one of the highest earners, aren't they?
Well, it depends. What are you talking about, rent boys?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I've seen a couple of studies where they were talking about equality, financial, you know, whatever, and that's not true. And I also don't see why somewhere with poor infrastructure. I've got potholes all around here. That doesn't mean I'm going to die of climate change.
I think I mean infrastructure as in terms of ability to earn a living, not the term like
A roof.
the physical like of your building. Development plans, oh maybe, and zoning policies, particularly in urban areas, should prioritise expanding green space and enhancing structural resilience. Future research should examine how disparities across housing, employment, and healthcare among LGBT people, particularly transgender individuals and LGBT people of
Obviously.
colour. LGBT, so not
What is
white
that
L,
the difference?
because it's different if you are an African American LGBTQ or a white LGBTQ. There is a difference in your susceptibility to climate change, Gaz. This is easy. What?
But surely, if I don't know why I'm giving it the time of day, if I'm honest. Has anyone seen the house prices in Brighton, San Francisco? I think they're all right.
Yeah, they're
They're doing all
skyrocket.
right.
It's skyrocketing. There's a lot of entertainment. That's why. So yeah, basically, if you're LGBTQ, go and have a look at that. You are more susceptible to climate change. So, you know,
Well, there
I
we
mean,
go.
that would be a
Jeez.
good club, the Club of
I
Rome,
didn't.
wouldn't it? That'd be a good gay bar, the Club of Rome.
Just nonsense, isn't it? To be honest. But people will take that and go, oh my goodness me, look at that. It's a chance to be more of a victim, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Because if you're part of a minority, I don't know why, billionaires are a minority, are they victims as well? But now you've got another reason to be a victim. Amazing. Talking of victims, right? The just the random Jewish guy that wanted to cross the road during a protest.
Oh, just the random
That was
one
interesting.
that we never heard of.
Just a random guy.
Yeah.
Like,
He's openly Jewish as well.
always openly so. So the story of people around the world, basically, just a regular guy just wanted to cross the road during a pro-Palestinian anti-genocide protest. And as he tried to do so, basically a police officer went, look, mate, going through there, I probably wouldn't. And then the copper made a mistake of saying, because you're openly Jewish, because obviously he had a thing on,
Skull
which,
cap.
basically was exactly what this gentleman wanted to hear, because then obviously he could run with that, and he did to every single microphone that would have him, which was all of them, because his name's Gideon Falter, and he's the head of the campaign against anti-Semitism. He's not just a regular guy. He is a guy that basically runs a charity, which is hilarious, a charity organization, which basically destroyed Jeremy Corbyn and got my dad's talks banned left, right, and center all over the shop. Attacks anyone that says anything about Israel. It had an enforcement officer, right? Some guy Silverman, I think his name was, an enforcement officer. Fuck, does that fucking mean? And obviously, it isn't just the fact that he's not just some regular guy wanting to randomly cross the road, but the fact that there was, because a lot of people know who he is, particularly in the pro-Palestinian movement, because he's a fucking arsehole. As soon as they spotted him, they obviously started filming from a distance. So you see him loitering around before the march even starts with his fucking security team, right?
One of them,
One
of
of them.
whom is about 4'3" as well, which I thought was quite some work for
Yeah.
me, maybe.
But the other one that's about fucking 8'3" is fucking Mossad, and was coordinating all of the security when the president of Israel visited, I think 2 years ago, in London. And there's loads of footage emerging of him in that as that security detail. So he's just randomly wanting to cross the road, even though he's waiting for ages for the march to start, so he can walk through it to try and cause an issue, which he managed to make for himself, whilst being surrounded by security, one of which is known to be part of the Israeli intelligence agencies. I
Wow.
mean, it's extraordinary, isn't it? And so he went onto every microphone that would have him, which they all would, obviously, Sky News, BBC, the lot. And this is the same day where they uncovered 400 bodies in a mass grave in Gaza. I managed to keep that out of the press for a day because, guys trying to cross the road. And he was absolutely rinsed, right, during an interview by the organizer of the march. So this debate starts, right? And he's obviously he's a victim, and he's so sad, very sad face, very bad being a victim. He also is high up. I think he's deputy. He's second in line, I think, of the UK branch of the Jewish National Fund, which is an organisation which buys up occupied Palestinian stolen land and sells it only to Jewish people. Right, word for that. They own 13% of Israel, and he's number two in that organisation. So again, just some regular guy. And so he, you know, is the victim. And then it goes to the Palestinian guy, pro-Palestinian guy, who just destroys him with facts, because obviously Jewish people actually lead the march. The Jewish Voice for Peace actually leads these marches. So they're the one at the front of the banner, right?
Oh, but guys, they're self-hating Jews, these
ones. Of course they are, yeah, of course they are. Hell of a lot of Jewish people in these marches, as there are in these American protests at the moment, a lot of them. And so he points that out to Gideon, and Gideon don't like that, right? So Gideon's going, oh, that's absolute nonsense. You know, that's not true. It's massively true, and everyone knows it's true. And so the interviewer kind of she kind of backs the Palestinian guy, because everyone knows there are Jewish people not only in the march but actually leading it. And so when he feels like he's losing, right, which clearly is, because he's not very bright as much as he thinks he probably is, he then goes, right, no, I don't want to talk to him anymore. I'll talk to you, but I don't want to debate him anymore, right? So then she points out, she says, but you asked to debate him. You orchestrated it, like, for him to debate you. And then what's happened is he's taking you to the cleaners with facts. And at that point, you're crying. You want to take your football home.
Great.
It's so, an embarrassment to watch. Honestly, an embarrassment to watch. He's such a clown.
Yeah, absolutely. He's an agent provocateur, isn't he, really, that paid to do it. He's gone over there to cause trouble. But it's great that people know who he is now.
Exactly what he's done. Yeah. What he's done is he's basically just... I'll tell you a story, right? When I was a kid, there was a kid in the year above me, right? And he'd taken a load of mushrooms, right? And another one a year above me had a dog, right, called Beaker. Anyway, this lad, right, off his face on mushrooms, was in the dog's face, lovely dog, sheepdog, going, Beaker, 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 right, off his face. And in the end, the dog just went, arr, and just bit his nose, right? Well, the story is, dog aggressively attacks man, isn't it? But there was a little bit of provocation, was going on at that point with the beaker. And so what he was doing by having his security detail there, trying to get across through the middle of the march, was he was just shouting beaker, and he was hoping that someone would bite. And what happened was, is a copper, in this analogy, a copper saw the fact that beaker was about to bite and pulled him away and said, please stop saying beaker for your own safety. And then he cried foul and now wants this police officer fired, which I'm sure he probably will be, because the campaign against anti-Semitism gets whatever it wants, whenever it wants it.
And the real issue there, the problem is that I don't know if that police officer himself, but the Met police came out and apologised on his behalf. I don't know if he's apologised, but what a bunch of idiots. Like, but again, I say idiots, they're all in on it, aren't they? I mean, I'm surely this police officer will be thinking, hang on a minute, I thought down the lodge last week, I thought you guys all had my back.
End of level boss, mate.
Yeah, that's true.
You should know better.
You should know better, that is true. Kay Burley's back. Back again. Kay Burley's back. She's having a little pop now. This made me laugh today, because the hypocrisy of these people is absolutely amazing. So where have I put Burley? Oh, my God. So she's saying that it was a mistake to lock people down, and we have done them all harm from not letting them go to school.
It was Suzanne Reid, that
it
one.
It was Suzanne Reid. Let me do that again. I wrote Burley.
It was actually Burley that was interviewing Falter.
Right, that's where I got it all mixed up. Sorry, no, it was Suzanne Reid. You are right. So she's out there saying that the education level and people passing their, I think it's GCSEs at the moment, is at all-time low. And she's going, well, it's the government's fault for locking everybody in and doing what they're doing, although that would probably make children more smarter, staying away from the indoctrination stations for a while. But then it turns out that, well, we all knew what she was doing at the time. And there's a clip here from Good Morning Britain during the whole Rona madness where she's saying schools can open up safely as long as measures are in place. And she's basically having a go at some local MP, John Ashwood, I believe, about reopening schools too soon. It's like the hypocrisy. They forget, like, you were on the bloody internet doing this. You were on the Good Morning Britain doing the opposite of what you're saying. But now she's blaming up, like, blaming everybody else. It's just this absurdity that is Suzanne Rees. So she says, looking back, I think we failed our children during the pandemic. School closures during the pandemic mean poorer GCSE results for pupils in England well into the 2030s. And so she's blaming things that she was supporting at the time. I mean, how do these people even, like, sleep at night? Like, you're doing that for a living. How soulless do you have to be to go, only am I lying, my kids will know I'm lying, and now I'm going on national TV lying?
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. You think that about politicians. Like, do you see the one, maybe we spoke about it last week, if we did, stop me, but the one with Cameron, where obviously David Cameron was going off on one about Iran and was saying how, you know, this is when they sent the drones over Israel, saying, you know, this is the real face of Iran. This is what Iran is really like. You know, we're seeing it now. And Kay Burley again says, but what would you do if a hostile nation bombed your embassy? And your consulate, sorry, and killed 16 people, which is obviously what Israel had already done to the Iranian consulate in Syria. And he went, we would take very strong action. Well, like they are.
So we covered this last week.
We did cover it last week, yeah. But again, it's that thing, isn't it? You look at someone like him and you go, oh, how do they sleep at night? And the answer is, like a fucking baby. That's the sad, dark truth of it, is they would be fast asleep before their head even hits the pillow.
Do they see it all as a game? Like, do they genuinely not believe that? But some of them must, like, think, I've got kids, they've got to live in this world. Like, there must be a point of them, they must just have to shut that bit out, you know, like, or drink yourself stupid like they most do in London, or coke yourself up. Like, there must be a part of them that still goes, this is going to come back and haunt me and my children for the future, because I just can't see how all of them can be completely soulless.
Maybe they know that it ain't going to come back and haunt their kids, though. You know, David Cameron's kids aren't going to be having, if we don't fix this, or, you know, try and fix this in some way or another, you know, he probably feels like his kids, you know, are promised a place on the ark for, well, you know.
Cameron's would be, but I doubt Suzanne Rees would be.
No, depends how well you serve, doesn't it?
No, yeah.
How well you serve the cult, see if they'll reward you. Hamza Yousaf, he's on his arse, isn't he? So he's the unelected head of Scotland that went on that rant about, you know, not liking white people, basically in a country that's 86% white. Head of the police, way, you know, he went on that big rant. Yeah. So he's basically, his political career is hanging by a thread. Because the Conservative Party have, or are putting forward now, a motion of no confidence in him, right, as a leader, because Scotland's on its arse in the same way that England's on its arse. And what was holding the SNP in power was their coalition with the Green Party, right? Well, that's fallen now, for whatever reason, that's fallen apart. So he's basically not got a majority. So as long as the other parties agree that, you know, in this motion of no confidence, then they can just pie him off. His career can be over. It's not like they've got such a majority that his own party can keep him propped up, basically. And so what it's coming down to is it's coming down to a woman called Ash Reagan, right? So she's basically going to be the one that makes the decision in terms of, you know, whether they vote in favour of this motion or not, right? So his whole political career is hanging on this Ash Reagan. And what's funny is Ash Reagan used to be a member of the SNP, and she quit in complete disgust when he pushed through the gender self-ID motion.
Really? Like,
and so you're looking at it, and I saw that J.K. Rowling had tweeted it, just saying, like, you know, she had, like, this karma card thing, and it's like, I don't think she's going to vote with you, mate.
Absolutely not. That's exactly what it is. Maybe this is the gods coming out there and saying, look, it's time to pay up, because whatever move you make, you're going to be facing yourself. Because he's it was with the Greens, isn't it? So what are they doing? I mean, are they trying to kind of work with other, because he can't actually get stay in with all of his own people.
Yeah,
he's trying to kind of nick from some others. Like, help me out.
Yeah, you'd have to form a coalition, which is basically what the Tories did with the Lib Dems, wasn't it? When you had Nick Clegg as Deputy Prime Minister, when basically all he did was make the fucking tea.
He did, didn't he? I remember. He just stood in the background, lot going.
Just
it's
a clown.
It's nice to have friends, isn't it?
Yeah, because what it was, they had a campaign promise, I believe, to scrap tuition fees. I think that was one of their major ones. So they got quite a lot of votes for that, which is understandable. Mm. And so they finished third, I think, but a close third. So the Conservatives could form with them and they would have the majority over the Labour Party. And obviously Clegg comes in as number two. He gets his 30 pieces of silver to accept the coalition. And then the first thing they did was, I think they put the tuition fees up. So...
That sounds right.
You got a good
what
job.
What a stupid though, game it is, isn't it? It's like not even. It's just so stupid. It's like, we'll vote you in, we'll vote you out. You haven't got enough people to vote for you, but you can steal some of these. It's the most stupid thing. It's ridiculous. It is laughable.
It's like when me and my sister used to play Monopoly with my brother. Like, if I was struggling, my sister would just give me some money just to beat him, and he used to really lose his shit about it. You can't do that. It's not in the rules. It's my money. If I want to give it to him, I can give it to him.
That's exactly what it's like. Well, I mean, another turn up for the books. Everybody's going religious at the moment, aren't they? And I'm sure you're thinking about
it. They really are, yeah.
Everybody's going religious, and I'm sure you know what I'm about to say. Candice Owens has joined the Babylonian death cult of the Roman Catholic Church. I mean, least Jews, Hinduism or something. Like, or, you know, become a Buddha. But she's got to enjoy...
be done with it.
Exactly. Go do the fun ones. Do the fun ones. These have got some cool cartoons. Yeah, so she's basically, you can see her there, she's been which baptised, is that what you get when you go to Catholic Church? Bummed is one of the other things you get, but baptised, I'm not sure what you get when you've... So she said, recently, I made the decision to go home. There is, of course, so much more that went on into this decision, but there is, and that I plan to share in the future. But for now, praise be to God for his gentle but relentless... How does that work? Guiding of my heart towards truth. This is the cult of Babylon, whose pope and bishops wear a fucking fish hat, which is Nimrod. Nimrod, the fish god of one of the Dagon, which is dragon. They are worshipping a fish god from Babylon, and now she's joined them. And you see a picture of her, dressed in what looks to be like wrestling gear, walking away down a Freemasonic flooring, and it's like, oh, come on. And you know, she kind of had me a little bit. When she's talking out, and she left older, was it Daily Wire, and she was talking about against Ben Shapiro. She didn't have me because she's involved with this in certain bits, but it's like, right, but you know it's coming, don't you? You know something's coming. So she's jumped in at, I mean, Catholicism of all things. You could go on to
well, either the Vladstock. She did as well, didn't she? She went Catholic.
She did, yeah. Again, fish hat, kneeling in front of a bloke with a fish hat, going, "I pray, praise be to God."
It's free world. Hopefully, one day. So if they want to do that, like, good luck to them. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. Whatever. But for me, and what's funny is we had it as a question on Gareth White Tonight as like one of the poll questions to put out social media probably about 2-3 months ago now, which was basically asking, what is it all about that there seems to be this creeping of religion?
Yeah.
And it's all different religions as well. It's not mm-hmm. It's not just like, you know, a you know, Catholic Christian vibe. It's, you know, you got Andrew Tate with his Islam and shit. There's stuff going on, creeping into the alternative media. What is that all about? And, you know, people had lots of different views and opinions on it and whatever. And here we are. It's just more and more people, isn't it?
It really is. Who's the guy from GB News? I know you've interviewed him. I don't think that much highly of the guy, and he was talking about Christianity, and he was using some sort of one of the things, one of the terrorist things that happened recently to say it was against Christianity. Oh, the stabbing of that guy, the I said the pastor. I love pasta. It's
Oh, I'm
good.
so
Yeah,
hungry now.
I'm hungry now. they got fish. You might as well have pasta.
Fucking hell.
Basically, maybe it's just like they've just gone down the list of a menu and gone, we'll have pasta and fish. We'll call that guy a pasta. We'll have fish as our emblem, and that's it. It was his name. He used to work for GB News. Wears a little bowler hat. Quite tall.
Oh, Calvin Robinson.
That's it. Yeah, he was using that incident where the guy got stabbed, saying the guy was an extremist. An Islam extremist, when it turns out that's not the case at all, and that was way before it. Like literally, that was reactionary. So this is all being used, and now she's obviously gone over to Catholicism, which is just an offshoot of, oh well, just a partition of Christianity. Obviously, Protestant and Catholic, and it's just like they're all getting lining up to take in their sides, aren't they? They're all, as you say, Islam, Judaism, and that. And it's like, man, like all of these are just like. Gods, Yahweh was an Elohim, one of the gods, or one of the aliens, or whatever you want to call it, or maybe none of them existed anyway, and they just made them all up to keep the people in line at the time. I don't know, we weren't there, but certainly you're not talking about God, are we here? How can they all be God?
Yeah, but this is the thing. People use religion to just do some mental shit, and it is funny. Like, I understand. Like, if people find some solace in it and whatever, I get that. That's fine. If you've lost a loved one and you want to believe, that they're in heaven, and all, like, that's fine. Like,
Absolutely, yeah.
I say that to my kids. Like, if they say, like when Aaron, Laura asked me where Auntie Kerry was, I said she's in heaven,
Yeah, of
because to
course.
me that's just, it's just a nicer, easier way to try and make someone feel better, So I get it. I do get it. But then there's the other end of it. So this story, this is funny because
But
I've got
what I want to say though, guys, is that's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about here is that's being used as a tool within this alternative media system. So that's what I'm pointing out here. I don't think any of these people are genuine. I really don't.
no. Well,
In
I
I
don't
don't.
know
I really
if she's
don't.
not in her religious beliefs. I'm not sure, but.
I don't believe they are. That's my personal opinion. I actually don't believe they're genuine. I think they're doing it for a reason. It's all too well timed, as what you were saying. I don't have a problem with any of the religions or any of the faiths at all. Do what you like. What I'm saying is I believe there's a purpose to this at the moment.
I think you're probably right, unless they think the end of the world's coming and they're just hedging their bets,
Well, I think that's
basically.
probably the reason. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe in God, but I'm gonna say I do just in case he does exist. I
I
don't want him
think he
to get
might
stuck.
find out you're lying. Oh, well.
He wasn't listening. He wasn't listening. But this story, this got me some grief, right? Because obviously everything's binary, isn't it, Rich? Everything's binary, which means if I speak out on behalf of Palestinians because they're being butchered and massacred by Israel, then I can't then say something about Islam. Not that all Palestinians are Muslim anyway, but I can't say anything about Islam because then that's pro-Israel, isn't it? Apparently, because everything's binary. You've got to pick your side,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So I saw this story and I just posted it just saying, fucking world's bonkers, because it is. Iran keeper is banned and fined £3,800 after being pushed away for hugging a female fan whose hijab had fallen because it was unprofessional and broke Islamic laws about contact with opposite sex. So
What a
that is,
stupid planet.
of course it's bonkers, right? And so when I said that it was bonkers, it was like, oh, oh, so now you're taking the side of like the Zion, but it's like, oh, what are you on about? It's so funny, isn't it, how everything is literally one or the other. And I had another guy the other day. So I was Derby County Football Club, right? They're one draw away. Literally, if we get a point on Saturday, yesterday, we're promoted. Yay, we're up, right? So I was like, I'm well happy about that. Club nearly didn't exist a year and a half ago. Went into administration. They thought it was game over. So to get promoted, and we got like docked down a bunch of leagues, get up and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, And then that evening, the New York Rangers were playing. So I was like, I'm going to settle down, watch the Ranger game with Allura, you know, first game of the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. So then first comment, right, as someone who claims, right, I'd love for you to find where I've claimed this, as someone who claims to want to follow his father's footsteps, right?
I've never heard you say that.
I love my dad dearly, but I don't want to follow in any fucker's footsteps, right? I don't care who you are. I don't want to. That's not... There's only one of me, and I want to be me to the best of my abilities. I don't want to be fucking... I don't want to be a Timu version of someone else, right? So I was thinking, right. So he says, yeah, so someone who claims to want to walk in his father's footsteps. And then I knew what was coming. It's the same term, right, that they use. What do you reckon he said when I'm talking about watching sport?
Oh...
No, it's not shill. It was nice not to be called a shill for once, actually. But it's the alternative thinkers, they always bang this one out. Bread and circuses. Right. And I've said to people before, I like bread and I like circuses. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. As long as you know that they are what they are, that's fine. You know, I'm not getting a New York Rangers tattoo on my arm and slashing the tires of a New Jersey fan across the road. Like, I understand it's sport.
It's also different from going to like the Colosseum in Rome and watching a lion, tiger, or a bear, rip the head off of a Trojan. You know, it's not the same. You're watching some people play football. Like that bread and circuses, you might go, well, if you're a nice person, you probably don't want to go there and watch that lion maul that guy. I get that. You're watching football. I like wrestling. I like men in pants. I like them jumping off of rings. I like them hitting each other, rubbing each other a bit, pretending to hit each other. I don't know where I'm going with this. Carry on.
Yeah. I was just thinking when you were saying about, you know, lions and tigers or whatever, ripping the heads off of people, and at least you're not doing that. I'm thinking of some of the ice hockey games I've watched, and I'm thinking, it's not far off that, to be fair.
Yeah.
Not far off it. But that's the thing, isn't it? It's you know... And I remember when I was a kid, I think I've said this to you before, when my dad was like, you need to basically try and create a balance between trying to save the world and call out fucking bullshit and call out Satanism and all this horrible stuff and seeing how Derby County got on Saturday. Because if you go too far in one or the other, like I know people that have gone so far down the rabbit hole, I don't even know who they are anymore, and they don't either. And that's not to say that they shouldn't be going down the rabbit hole to find out what's going on. It's just like every now and then, dude, just get your head out of it, take a few deep breaths, and then go back in.
Was that poor chap who just set fire to himself, didn't he, because of Trump and Biden and pointing out the Ponzi scheme? Did you see that? And he set fire to himself. I mean, that is a case of going...
It's the worst way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, and it's an example of what can happen with this stuff, because you do have to, as you say, have a bit of the other world there.
You do, because otherwise, honestly, you just go mad. You need to be able to. And also, the other thing is, down the rabbit hole, there's not a lot of humour, is there? It's rarely good news.
As you get yourself a WhatAf mug from shop.iconic.com and join us on the WhatAf podcast.
Perfect segue. But you know what I mean, though. You don't uncover stuff. Oh, mate, have you seen what the local Freemasons have been doing? Fucking hilarious. That's very, it's unlikely, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, so we broke into Epstein Island. Anyway, it turns out underground, on those tunnels, he had a fucking comedy shop, didn't he? Hilarious. You could buy like big bloody willies and stuff that made funny noises. It's well good. But that's not going to happen.
All secondhand.
So actually, get your head out and just have a laugh from time to time. And if watching a game of football makes you, you know, whatever, but it's just fun, isn't it?
But it's someone's gone out their way to try and ruin your day because all you've done is put a thing about football. I mean, they're not happy, are they?
No. This is the other thing, right? So I went out walking. I went out walking with my mate, and it was crazy. So we're in the middle of nowhere. Again, I've probably told you this. We're in the middle of nowhere in Dartmoor, in the national park, walking along an old railway line, right? 12-mile walk. And I looked to the right and I saw what I thought was the base for a signal post, right? And I'm a geek like that. So I went to go and have a look at it. And as I turned, a bike's flying at me, right? So I went, oh, sorry, mate. And it turned out to be my oldest friend who was best man at my wedding. And I was best man at his wedding. And he's just on his bike with his lad in Dartmoor. Freaking random, honestly. We were like, what is going on? Right, it's pandemonium. Anyway, I put that on a tweet. right? Just saying, this is mad. Like, I've just, I've seen that, you know. And this guy just replied, and he follows me as well, was like, who the fuck cares? Well, not you, clearly, but
enough for you to comment as well.
I don't care. And also, I don't think people reading it, I don't think I'm telling people it so that they can go, oh, wow, brilliant for you. It's more a case of, wow, how crazy is the serendipity that this happened? Like, that's mad. It was just for that, for people, you know, because if I saw that, I'd go, that's amazing. That was almost meant to be that. That must have been, like, you were meant to. And the thing is, the next day we went swimming in the sea in Exmouth. We had a really nice day together. So it was meant to happen. But it's just funny, isn't it?
But why isn't don't... I do. That's why I tweeted it. I think it's cool. Yeah. But why are you going out your way to? Why is your life so shallow that you need to get on here and say that? And I think we all find ourselves doing that from time to time.
Just scroll, see something that you don't care about. You keep scrolling. You don't stop, hit reply, and take the time to type that I don't care. Just leave it.
Imagine that in real life. You walk past someone's like, you're going down the street, a house, you've got a lovely house. Oh, lovely garden. Lovely garden. Oh, I don't like. Oh, that's shit. I don't like curtains. Your curtains are fucking... Go knock on the door and tell them. I'm going to knock on their door and tell them. I really don't like the way they finished that window. And their curtains are fucking disgusting. You would just walk past.
Yeah. It's like that the Ricky Gervais joke, isn't it? I don't want guitar lessons. It's like... Do you remember that one?
I don't. It still makes me laugh.
It's only like basically how people are on Twitter. And this is a perfect example of it because this guy is that. It's like... He's walked past my tweet saying, like, this was crazy, this happened, my mate turned out to be there, we're both like miles away from home. And instead of just walking past it and ignoring it, he's had to get involved, but to tell me that he doesn't care. And the Ricky Gervais joke is that basically someone's advertising for guitar lessons and someone sees it and goes, gets angry, pulls the strip off with the number, phones it up and goes, I don't want guitar lessons. It's like, it's not for you then, is it? Just leave it. Just walk past. It's fine.
I know. Oh, it's such a stupid planet. Really is. This made me laugh. Did you see the I think, Alec Baldwin incident where he was kind of accosted by a person? You didn't see who they were on the camera.
By Biggs and a Brock.
I didn't know who it was. I had no idea. All I could hear was going, say something, something Palestine, say something free Palestine. And he was just obviously, just get out. Well, I didn't know who this person was. I hadn't got a clue. I was just watching this video, like, I don't know, eating sandwiches at the time. And then I only saw just before we started this who it actually was. This person is just, you've seen this person, haven't you?
She's got dressed in the dark.
Crackhead, she's called, what's she called? Crackhead Barney. Not a real name, not a Christian name, although it could be. She was on Piers Morgan. What a show. And even he looks like to the point, going, have I sunk this low to have to interview this? Yes, you have. And she stands up. She's got a crotch or crutch. Which one is it? Crutch.
I don't know because I don't know where it's going.
No, actually, you can see both, to be fair.
Is she using it to keep her upright or is it?
She's using it to keep her upright, so I'm thinking crutch.
That's crutch.
Yeah, but then you do see her crutch. So she's keeping herself up on her crutch, and then you see her crotch, and she's got her, for want of a better word, tits out. But then she smeared them in white. It looks like chalk. And then put some white plasters over the nipples. She's got a neck brace on. She's grey-faced herself. She's got some glasses on, a blonde wig, big red lipstick, she's got her other arm in plaster. I mean, it's quite a character that she's come up with there. It's like Beau Selector, like, on meth. And that's why she's called Crackhead Barney as well. But imagine that coming into your coffee shop.
Is she claiming to have been assaulted by him then? Is that what this...
So she's saying that Alex Baldwin did all that to her. He pulled her top up, smeared her tits, breasts, boobs... tits in white, so I'm assuming that's something to do with the coffee shop, maybe cake. Put plasters over her nipples, broke her arm, broke her neck, and did something. She pulled her trousers off and did something so she can't walk properly. That's what Alex Baldwin did to her. And then she's accusing Piers Morgan on live on TV that he's assaulting her live on TV, although he's thousands of miles away in a different studio. What have we come to on this planet?
I don't know, but that's the weirdest assault ever.
I know, yeah. He's exposed her breasts, smeared cake on her, and put plasters on her nipples to cover her modesty, broke her arm, broke her neck, smeared black...
I don't know where I find the shift from put plasters on her nipples to broke her arm.
Yeah.
Funny.
Well, yeah, because it's a lot to do, isn't it? Like, I'm trying to give you the picture in the chat. I don't have to do it. Yeah, so she broke her arm, put plasters on her tits, broke her arm, broke her neck, smeared her in grey paint, and put black glasses on her, and broke her other leg, and broke her wrist, and then pulled her pants down and her top up. I mean, that's a lot of assault going on there, isn't it? I mean, you might get an elbow in. But
it's not as bad. The reason I'm laughing, and I shouldn't be, is because I clicked chat because I thought you were sending the picture, and all I've got is someone trying to get a loan with a dead guy in a wheelchair from last week.
I know. This is the sort of, you don't get this content anywhere else, though, do you? Like, guys, I mean, you know, this is the stuff that we're doing. I can't even drag the picture into the chat. I'm not. Why can't I do that? But yeah, so that's what's going on.
Much by the sound of it.
But yeah, just put Crackhead Baldwin in and you'll find the picture yourself, guys. And Crackhead Barney, sorry. Baldwin's the other guy. But it's brilliant. It's brilliant. And he has, I mean, if he has done that to her, he's some sort of like ninja. And I said,
well, she's lucky he didn't shoot her.
But I think that's the issue. I think that's the joke, is that. That, you know, she said something to him and that's all what happened. He's that dangerous. He can do all these things to her. But yeah, I can't get the image in yet. But that is it's worth a watch, the interview with her. But poor, I mean, I actually genuinely feel for him at this point, that, you know, that he's having to do that, because do that interview. Because he looks genuinely sad. It's like, I've really fallen. Piers Morgan.
Well, he has, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's. I mean, who's he got on his side now? From either any alternative or any establishment, everyone hates him, don't they?
There you go. Have a look at that.
Oh, God's sake.
God. See what I mean? So, you know, like, plasters on the tits, broke the arm, broke the neck, grayed her face up. Made
a short... she got a great face?
Well, because he's hit her, isn't he?
With what?
I'm glad that's the bit you're worried about, though. It's not the exposed breasts and the plasters on the nipples. It's the grey face that really annoys you, isn't it?
I just don't get it.
But you get the rest of it. You can make.
Yeah, you've got the Chrysler building in the background. She's in front of a nice green screen in New York in the backward background.
I'm glad that you noticed that. I didn't notice that. I was pretty transfixed by the huge knockers, to be fair. But you've noticed the building in the background. So, do you ever walk down the street and then like Gemma's like, are you looking at that building?
Yeah, I'm often following the subplot in life, to be fair.
She's all right, anyway, that made me laugh. It was a good one.
Do you know what else is weird? The fucking horse.
Yeah, what was that about?
Talking about last week, we were talking about the horse on the trying to get on the train, trying to buy a ticket, and now obviously you've got this whole thing going on in London with these horses, these cavalry horses, chucking the people off the back, and then there's the vision of them running through, just covered in blood and stuff. It all just feels very symbolic. I know we're probably not the only people to have spotted that, because there's actually a lot of people talking about it. Just. What is this about? There's something about it. There's more to it. It's, you know, they always tell us, don't they? There's, I think that we're going into quite a strange country, which is probably why all these people are converted to different religions. There's something going on, and I think there was some kind of symbolism with that.
What was the symbolism
Not
you're thinking
sure
of?
what it's about, but
But
it's
you did put
very.
a text out, a text out, a tweet out there. You did describe
Yeah,
what you
yeah.
thought, because just explain that.
Well, it's behold a pale horse, isn't it? It's kind of it's that tale of the Antichrist, the coming of the Antichrist, and all this kind of stuff. It's all very dark, and I kind of feel like, you know, we were talking about last week, talking about CERN, and talking about, you know, joking about it being like the Avengers in terms of letting the portal open, let things come into this realm. You know, I just feel like we got some weird shit coming, man.
I absolutely agree with you. They're all playing this script out, this 2,500-year-old script, and that's exactly what it is. And they're playing it out. Most people will be thinking that it's actually happening, but this is the human beings making these things happen because it's a script and it's been laid out. And over years, so say if I wrote a book today and you would go, oh, this is the book, it's pretty cool. But if you would have found the same book in a field that was something dug up, and it happened to be written 2,500 years ago, somehow that would make it have more weight because it's really old. And I always find that really weird. I really do. Like, it's just, like, it was nonsense then and it's still nonsense now. It's just old nonsense.
Don't slag off Jesus. I remember what happened last time.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, no, that weren't me. It was you.
It was me, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's our only ever Ofcom complaint.
Told Ofcom.
Yeah.
Told Ofcom. All right, I'll have one more. That did kind of, yeah, look very kind of like end times to me, and the behold a pale horse and that. I've not really looked into that much. There's three horses, isn't there? Isn't there a black horse, a white horse, and there's another one?
A red horse.
Is it
but
red
obviously
horse?
They've done a buy one get one free with a white horse because it's covered in blood. It is weird, and obviously you've got all the shit going on in the Middle East as well, you know, with the you know, the rebuilding Solomon's temple and the coming of Christ and all this kind of stuff. It just feels like there is just sort of, you know, because they're sacrificing the heifers and all this sort of shit. There's lots of weird stuff going on at the moment now. And do you know what, for me, my final one, I was gonna talk about it earlier, because I mentioned it about this mass grave that was found in Khan Yunis, over 400 people.
Gaza.
Some of them elderly with hands bound and all this sort of shit.
Oh, really?
It's fucked up. So they've obviously just been executed, been taken out and executed, right? So it's one of those, this is how it started, this is how it's going. So obviously Israel denies it at first, because that's what they do. They just, you know, like fucking Shaggy, wasn't me, always is the answer. But then it's sort of become a little bit more obvious that actually it really is. And so then there was a conversation about it in the UK Parliament, and this really got me. So Mari Black, I'm sure her name's Mari Black, she's an SNP, she's a bit of a woker, to be fair, but she says to the Tory, I'm trying to think who it was that was stood at the dispatch box, it wasn't Sunak, I can't remember his name now, but says to him, you know, this constitutes a war crime, you know, will you be, blah, blah. And he obviously then just reiterates that how they're very supportive of Israel, which is a weird response to having war crimes pointed out to you, and then says, we have asked the IDF to investigate. Right. So you like
themselves.
So that's the thing, isn't it? And it just made me think, it's literally like phoning up Harold Shipman and going, all right, Harold, have you been killing patients? Because we need you to do an investigation. And him just going, no, well, you won't do an investigation. We haven't killed him. I haven't killed him. Done. He said he hasn't killed him. All right. Well, we'll just scrap that off then. That's fine. So that's just mad. Imagine that, asking someone to investigate themselves as if they will find anything. But obviously more and more stuff's come out, so they can't deny it now. So they had, I'm going to make sure I get her name right? She's the deputy mayor of Jerusalem, right? You know, what's her name? Let me get her name up here.
There's a job.
Her name is Fleur Hassan Nahum, right? She was born in London and raised in Gibraltar, so she's from the Middle East. She's being interviewed. Now, bear in mind, they've started off with, it wasn't me, right? So then she says in her defense of it, probably terrorists.
Probably. I love that. Can't be
you
sure.
You denied it 5 minutes ago.
Oh.
So it's gone from being, we didn't kill 400 people that were bound and chuck them in a mass grave, some of them elderly, some of them children. We didn't do that. It's gone from we didn't do it to probably terrorists, I think. Terrorists, probably elderly terrorists and child terrorists. So, and he's just like, how much more can one tiny slither of land that you can drive around in a day get away with what it's doing?
So she said, she said probably terrorists. I'm assuming she means the Muslim people in the,
yeah, probably terrorists. Probably terrorists. I mean, one, they're not. But two, even if they were, then international law still needs to be adhered to, which is you don't bound people with their arms behind their back, line them up, shoot them in the head and chuck them in the ground. That isn't what you do.
Yeah, but they are terrorists. They're your fucking terrorists.
So even if they were terrorists, that is still a war crime.
Well, it says in here, views and opinion. Hassan Nahum describes herself as a religious Jew. They're all religious, because that's what Judaism is, a religion. And as you might not bother with it, but it is a religion. A religious Jew and a Zionist. So there you go. She is a firm believer that women should be part of local government, of course. I firmly believe that until women are 50% of all decision makers, which how can you make half a decision? Positions of our world will remain unbalanced. I know that's not what it means, but it made me laugh. During 20, so basically she's openly a Zionist.
Well, of course she is. She's born in London, raised in Gibraltar. She has to be a Zionist because it's the only reason she's allowed to be Israeli and be part of the Israeli governmental setup.
Yeah, so just, what's the point?
Because of a political ideology, which is all Zionism is, I'm allowed to have your land.
She says, while speaking on LBC in 2023, she made the erroneous, lied, claims that there are no churches in Gaza. There definitely is, or was.
Yep.
And also, there were no Christians there. Well, there was until they were killed as well. While speaking on Pope Francis, I don't know why she's speaking on him, at him. While speaking on Pope Francis' condemnation of the killing of Nahid and Sirmer Anton, so she was commenting on that. So basically,
three Christians who were hiding out in a Christian church in Gaza, which doesn't exist according to her, and they were killed, they were shot. So that's what she's you know, saying. Probably terrorists, I imagine. They're probably terrorists as well. Everyone is, isn't they? Everyone my bullet hits is a terrorist.
So it's another Harold Shipman, isn't it? It's another ringing up Harold Shipman to try and investigate Harold Shipman's crimes.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's they've lost the room, which is why your Folter guy is pulling these stunts to try and get back some victim status. It's backfired on him, and it's why, you know, that silly girl in Columbia University stands there with Jew written on her top. Like, all like, you know, as if she's a target and that sort of stuff. And what's funny about that is in the image, but when you look in the background, there's two people there holding a banner that says Jews for a free Palestine. So it's like she's standing there with that on her top saying, I'm standing up to the fact that I'm not safe here and I'm fighting back. And they're obviously they're going, hey, perfectly safe here, mate. I've got a sign.
You are standing in the road, you fucking idiot. But you're perfectly safe here if you get out of the road and pull your top down.
Yeah. And so then all the military come in, don't they, and were beating up students and all this sort of stuff. And it's like, yeah, who trained those police? People realise that those police go out to Israel for training.
Of course they do.
And the Minnesota police went out to Israel for training. And that technique of kneeling on your neck, George Floyd style, is an Israeli police technique.
It's too late, as you say. And the real sad situation is, and I said this to the guys in the front line this morning, is that these people of Israel are going to get blamed for this. They're only going to remember Israeli people, not the Zionist saboteur government that are doing these things in their name. And it happens in Ukraine, it'll be the same. You'll remember Zelensky for being a fucking MI6 agent who does all these things. And you're going to think, oh, these Ukrainians have all stole all our money. And then you're going to think the Russians, oh, Putin, the Russians are bad because they killed all the... It's always the people that get the blame for what these lunatics do in our name. And it needs to stop. And people have got to the point now where you just think, especially with Israel, they've lost, say they lost the room, but it's not the people that have lost the room are going to get banned, like labeled with this. It's going to, unfortunately, be the Israeli people are going to get labeled with this for decades to come.
Well, it's, you know, they're protesting every day about Netanyahu's government. It's constant, but it's not getting the traction. And so instead, you've got Netanyahu making statements about what should be allowed on university campuses in the United States. And I can see people confused by it on Twitter going, but he's, why is someone in a foreign country telling us what we can do in our country? It's like, oh, you're new to the party, aren't you?
Yeah. Wait till you find out it all runs through the City of London, mate. Then you're going to be even, fucking hell. Right, guys, remember, where can they get this CBD from this late at night?
They can head to supremecbd.uk. They can use the code WTAF and they get 40% off everything. I'm running very low. I've been chumming on gummies throughout this. I've also got some of these mushroom extract things I'm having to go on at the minute to make me more alert, apparently. So you be the judge of that. Did I seem alert today? I'm pretty sure I yawned at one point.
No,
but I've been up at 5 pretty much all week. It's been brutal.
And we are recording this at 5 to 10 at night. So I think you're doing pretty well. Yeah, I do. And I've been staying awake with my... you can pre-order your mug that I've been drinking coffee out of. Actually, it's actually Coke. Out of at shop.iconic.com. Your WTAF mugs there. Don't be a mug.
I don't know why people think we're grifters, Rich. We just sat here trying to sell stuff. You can have my T-shirt if you want.
Yeah.
Quite a T-shirt,
right,
that.
If you pull it... Oh, that's right.
The beer.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if they make it anymore. I say Piano Rock. I say something corporate T-shirt, but...
You can get those at Gareth White.
They're a good band. No, I've not got my own T-shirt on. Although I did wear a Walk T-shirt when I was out walking the other day in Shep Mallet. And I did feel like a bit of a twat, mate, when I watched it back.
It's the way of the world. You do. People want it. If not, don't come by. You don't need to shout down our building because you don't like our curtains. Just carry on walking.
Yeah, don't want guitar lessons.